and welcome to CanQueer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian.
And I'm excited because just last week we had the Eurovision Song Contest, which I feel like I did there with an accent from Europe. Uh-huh. Who knows where? Eurovision Song Contest. I think it went a bit Middle East at the end there, but never mind.
I mean, you know you speak with a European accent.
It's true.
Normally.
This is very true. But they were in Portugal. It was in Lisbon. Actually, spoiler alert, Portugal didn't do so well.
Oh, no.
Bit of a sad showing for Portugal, where they actually ranked 26.
Out of 26.
Out of 26. Oh, dear. With 39 points. Or, en français,
yes. 39 points.
Exactly. Points.
Points.
They, just for our listeners' sake, in Eurovision, they announce all of the points in English.
And then in French.
And then in French.
But they don't get actual French speakers. So instead of saying, like, you know, 14 points, it's like 14 points.
Or 10 points.
Points. Yeah.
It's a great time. Well, we're going to share with you some of our highlights, some of our favorite bits.
Yeah.
We're not going to play you the live show because it's about 3 hours long, and that is just madness.
With a lot of, they have these like bumper things that are, I mean, they're functional. They're there so that people can come on and off stage. But it's like this little 2.5 minute vignette of like somebody comes out of a car door and they're laughing, and then their friends meet up with them and they hug, and then they go into a coffee shop and then they have some espresso and all this is going on, and then you see like a vista of the city and then you see a waterfall and then it says Estonia.
Yeah.
And then
I quite like Estonia in that.
So that kind of thing, and that kind of really sucks.
I mean, I like it because
it's for the staging, yeah, but it sucks up a lot of time.
But it also shows how beautiful each of the countries are. Because, I mean, everyone, if you think of Italy, everyone does a Roma, and they do, and it's all beautiful, but then...
Usually they do the hometown.
Yeah.
So I remember 3 years ago when they did Spain, that was the only time I saw a bumper that I actually thought was gorgeous. And it was for Bere, so and the song was Say Hey. I remember this because it's one of my favorite Eurovision songs ever. And they didn't do any of the major cities. I think she was Spanish. And it was just like she was from sort of a small suburb. And they somehow made a small suburb in the middle of nowhere in Spain look really pretty. Just with like, you know, people hanging out in front of a cafe and just walking down a street. And here's an old tree. And here's the singer hanging out with her family. And they do these little... I don't know how they do it. It's kind of like a BBC documentary, probably, where they just follow you around and stalk you with a camera for, like, 2 weeks. And then they make a minute.
It's beautiful vignette.
Yeah.
So it was quite...
Always filtered light coming through
I know.
Tree leaves.
It always looks beautiful and just, like, midsummer day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Usually they incorporate grass gently flowing in the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what
it's a
country
whole thing.
It is. Yeah.
And they all have little birds tweeting. But then it's, it's like the opening scenes to a Disney movie.
Kind of, yeah.
So it was quite an exciting, action-packed show.
Action-packed?
Yeah.
There ninjas?
Near the start.
There were
so
ninjas?
So on the ninth person. I'm going to just, like... Just like storm through 1 to 9.
Okay.
You
one,
know,
one
you
to
know,
nine in rankings or one to no, nine in order?
In order, okay. Yeah. So, I don't know if you know, like with the top 40 shows now, the UK top 40, it used to literally go from 40 all the way down. And now they just like power through 40 to 20 in like 10 minutes. They were like, no change, no change, this change, that change, no change. They just go through. So we're doing that. We're powering through.
Do they have two stages?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just, no, and we'll get back to that.
What are you talking about?
The radio show, the UK Top 40 radio
show.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. And then they, what they do is after like an hour and a half, they come on and they just list everyone it was. And you're like, oh, so the seventh song in the set, I think, is what I liked and I wanted to know. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, that. Yeah, no, I've been there. Yeah.
So, in the first nine, nothing really jumped out. Although, Alexander Rybak The guy that looks like our friend.
The violinist.
The violinist, yeah, okay, yeah, who actually first performed when we co-founded Three Gays and the Radio years ago.
That was 2012, I think?
Yeah, around then.
Yeah.
And anyway, so Alexander Rybak won the competition to represent Norway. Remember, we did a whole episode on some of the funny songs that Norway were competing against.
Okay, yeah.
And it was this is how you write a song. And it was literally just a Eurovision-style song about how to make
a Eurovision-style song.
Okay. I mean, he's funny and he's cute and he's a very inoffensive song. Very safe.
That's like 90% of Eurovision.
Yeah, I mean, it got 15th position.
Eurovision songs
sort of middle of the road. It's a middle of the road song.
Really safe, or they're like protest songs. You know, this is a song about a genocide that happened when I was a kid, or this is a song about falling in love and going to the movies. There's like no middle ground.
When we were watching it, Jake is like, "This song is like." The lead character in a Disney movie has to get from point A to point B in a montage, and that's what this song is. And it's amazing how many Disney montage songs sound like they're in Eurovision. So anyway, moving on then to number 9, Portugal didn't do so well. They actually came last, which is kind of sad.
They may have thrown that, though, because like, when Ireland hosts, they usually put somebody kind of bad on stage.
Well, you don't want it again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because it's expensive.
It is expensive to host. So then Suri came on with Storm representing the UK.
Okay.
And then all heck broke loose.
Oh.
It really did. So much drama. There was a stage invader.
Okay.
An activist had stormed the stage.
Okay. Okay, because normally when you're talking about UK and you're talking about interruptions and you're talking about somebody storming the stage or storming the pitch, you're talking about naked people. There's a lot of naked people at the FIFA and occasionally at concerts. I think somebody streaked the Beatles. I think that was a thing that happened once.
Yeah, it was a guy called Dr. Activism, or AC Activism, okay. Dr. AC, and then just stole it and started shouting and was hauled off stage by security. And it was really weird because the camera kind of came on and you're looking and then you see something happening and there's a scuffle and you see him shouting and security just arriving from every direction. And then it just looks at the crowd, and you're just looking at a happy, cheery crowd singing along to the backing track.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes back to her, and she's just, like, standing there.
Looking awkward.
Bobbing, clapping. And then she looked around and realized the mic was just on the floor, mm-hmm. where they'd hauled this guy out. So she picked it up and carried on. Yeah.
I mean, that's how you do a concert. I mean, there's famous examples. The first time in... performer was hauled out over an audience was David Bowie. They put him on a crane and then they like lowered him slowly over the audience and then the crane broke and he knew he wasn't going to get down until the end of the thing, so he just like ad-libbed and then just sat perfectly still like a statue and totally make it look like it was on purpose that he was going to sit there and witness everyone leaving. And No, the crane broke and he needed another crane to get him down. So, I mean, like, you roll with it, right? The show must go on, as they say.
So, she was offered the opportunity to perform again.
Oh, that's nice.
At the end of the show, because, of course, it was quite the incredible event. Apparently, Dr. Activism, or AC Activism, makes quite the habit of storming stages. He stormed The Voice. I think it was Britain Got Talent has been stormed by this guy. Like, really, I don't know why they let him into these things.
Could you even tell what he was protesting, or was it over so quickly?
I think he shouted something about Nazis and the state and the media controlling somebody. I don't know.
Okay.
It was really sort of, really hard to tell. Didn't really have a bullet point go-to elevator pitch. But there we go. Anyway,
that could also describe a lot of situations.
This is true.
Yeah.
But Siri declined to re-record, so... There we go. Ended up being 26, but was applauded for his stoicism.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to jump to the first song, which is Monsters by Sara Alto.
Sara
Alto. who was representing Finland. Now, Sara Aalto representing Finland.
Sara.
So Sara Aalto actually was the 17th contestant to play. We're going to be playing them a bit out of order.
Okay.
But this is Sara Aalto's Monsters. And just after that...
And she's Finnish, right?
She is. Although you may recognize her from the British X Factor.
Okay.
Where she did really well. And she was actually predicted to do quite well in this competition because of the audience that knew her in both countries.
I mean,
countries.
Let's be honest. If you get to Eurovision, you've already done quite well. Because you've beat a lot of people to get there.
This is true. I mean, she represented the whole of Finland. Now, I did mention to you earlier that Portugal got 26. Mm. Well, Sara Aalto ended up with 25.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, 46 points.
46? 46 yeah. points.
For those who are...
How did she vote? How did she get in the popular vote? Do you have that?
Yeah, we'll take a look at that whilst we jump to the songs. This is Sara Aalto's Monsters. And after that, Outlaw in them, which was
I tend to agree with the popular.
Which was the submission from Waylon from the Netherlands. So we'll have these two tracks, and we'll be back just after this.
Closed my eyes so I couldn't see it. Felt so numb, but now I'm ready to feel it. So tonight I'm making friends with all the creatures that are hiding there under my bed. I ain't gonna hold on to these monsters anymore. Now I'm gonna let in all the light, tear down the walls. At my worst I found my army strong, all the demons are gone.
Diamondback rattle with a quick strike banner.
nobody keep you down. When your back's against the wall, that's when you gotta learn to stand up tall. Hey, that rebel fight inside of you.
Wow, was that ever just so much? Okay, first off, Sara Alto on a spinny disc. It's, you know, for go and check it out. Check out the video. She comes on stage, or she's on stage on a disc that rotates. And I said it to Sebastian, I was like, are they going to throw knives at her? You know, like those circus acts, they just... No, they just did one rotation, and then she got off.
And then they unstuck her, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was really strange.
Yeah.
I thought it was very 2005 Lady Gaga, actually. And then you even said about the beat.
The music, yeah. It sounded a little bit more 2012 to me.
Yeah, it was just dated. I'm not going to lie.
It had potential.
During some of the jibber-jabber bits in Eurovision, there was a whole montage of people dabbing. That's already... That's a bit of a faux pas now.
Oh, dear.
I know. Not good. Don't dab. Now, the other one that we just heard from the Netherlands. Wow. I chose that one, actually, from this lineup because I thought it was a bit country-sounding.
Yeah.
A bit of a twang to it.
For what it was, I thought it was really quite good. It's just two things. First of all, I've never heard... I'm not sure that a rock or even, like, a Western act, or country, I should say, has ever actually won at Eurovision. Finland with Lordi won in 2011, I think it was.
You say that. Outlaw 'em Up with Jim Beavers. Actually, he was with somebody else in 2014 where they had the bluegrass song Calm After the Storm, which came second after Conchita Wurst's Rise Like a Phoenix. Yeah, he was on Holland's Got Talent in 2000. Again now in 2018. Just last year he was in Nashville. He's written for Madonna. So I think it's really cool that Eurovision seems to be still this massive stage used by prominent artists that aren't American, really.
So it's not all glitter and dance hits about...
Yeah. Sometimes it's a bit of country twang.
Guess so.
It really surprised me. I heard this and I was like, that sticks out in your mind.
My favorite part is when the backup musicians all threw their instruments off stage, but the music kept playing, which means that they were all just like air guitaring the whole time. Yeah. So, but then why would you do that if you would make it obvious that they were just pretending the whole time? I don't know, just there was some weird design choices in their performance, but it looked all right overall.
We're going to jump into the next one. The next one is by Ryan O'Shaughnessy. Now, Ryan is a straight man.
Okay.
He was in Britain's Got Talent, I believe, or The X Factor. I forget which one's which. But he competed there and then had they made the decision in the music video, and we talked about this before.
Oh, yes.
Of having these two, this gay couple interpretive dance the song. And it was very kind of a powerful video. We've played the song before on the show, as that had quite a key role. Now, well, let me tell you about the Chinese broadcasters.
Oh, yes.
So, Ryan O'Shaughnessy performed in the, I believe it was the second semi-final.
Okay.
And the, no, sorry, it was the first semi-final. And the Chinese broadcasters were like, oh, and here's a random ad for something for the entire length of the song. Mm-hmm. Just didn't play it.
Yeah.
Now, the Irish broadcasters, RTE, heard about it through the grapevine and said to the European Broadcast Union, hey guys, I mean, China's just like picking and choosing who they play.
Yeah.
They're not letting everyone be heard, which is a big deal. And so the European Broadcast Union called China on the phone. Hello, China. Did you do that thing where you didn't show the gay couple?
Yeah.
China said yes. So the European Broadcast Union said...
China the state or China the collective of broadcasters?
I think it was Mango TV.
Okay.
Which, I mean, it's all China the state, really. I mean...
Can
you imagine an independent TV channel in the communist state of China?
Sometimes it's a couple steps removed and it's not obvious that it's a state thing.
Well...
But, you know... They understand the subtleties of pretending like they're not what they are.
So Mango TV said, yes, we did do that. And the European Broadcast Union said, well, you know what you're not doing? Broadcasting the next two shows. So biggest music TV show in the world.
Yeah.
And they told China to stuff it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was quite impressed by that. It was quite a big deal.
Well, it's the great firewall of China. They're very controlling about what data gets in.
What's really interesting is that the Europeans have said, you know, you can't pick and choose which bit of the show.
Yeah.
You know, you take it all or nothing. Yeah. You take it with the gay dancers and the country twang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you don't get to pick and choose. So,
and the protest songs.
Exactly. Absolutely. So
there was a song that was in protest of... I think there was a song that was protesting Yugoslavia.
Oh, no, I think it was the Ukrainian genocide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was, like, an older one. It was a Crimean genocide.
Yeah.
But it was during the whole Russian invasion of Crimea.
And it was
very awkward.
The other invasion of Crimea. Because there's multiple ones. And it was like the one from 30 years ago or something like that. And they broadcast it in Russia because...
It's all or nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Russia, for the first time in a long time, didn't make it to the finals this year. Not so great. And nobody really from the Caucasus made it either. First time since 2005 that nobody
from Georgia.
From the Caucasus. Yeah. Huh. Anyways, we're going to jump in. This is Together by Ryan O'Shaughnessy. And then we have Mercy... which is the submission from France.
We were drifting like two icebergs out on the ocean. I was doing all I could to keep you close. There were troubles in the water. You swore it was nothing. You said that we would always stay afloat. Why would true love look me in the eye and lie. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. Why have you been coming home so late in the evening? Is there someone else that I should know about? 'Cause there's a smile on your face that I haven't seen since we started going out.
too low. Look me in the eye and lie. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I'll forever wonder why. We sat until death threw us apart, and then you chose to break my heart. Remember right back to the start. We said we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. You said we'd be.
So that was France with Merci. Before that, I thought actually Ryan O'Shaughnessy's Irish one was really stripped back. You know, because usually Rouge Vision is like very big, very grandiose.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Ryan O'Shaughnessy one's kind of like pulled back, a bit of an acoustic set.
Yeah, but Ireland does that though. They're either like full Jedward or they have like acoustic.
The full Jedward, yeah. I think, is how one would describe Eurovision.
I mean, actually, yeah, that could be a thing. But you know, the Ireland kind of every so often, you know, they get a folk rock band with a fiddle. On stage, like they alternate between pop and sort of,
you know, and that's what I really like about this. You know, you've got
knowing the history of it also really puts everything into a weird context.
You know, and that's we got the country twang. Yeah. You got the fiddle player from Alexander Rybak, we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. So, what did you think of the French submission? Now, just for our listeners' sake, it was based on a story where they were visiting an area and. There was a pregnant lady who was fleeing and was an immigrant into Europe, a refugee, and had given birth and named the child Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
So the song was about Mercy, this child.
Mm-hmm.
So your grasp on French is better than mine. What did you think of the song?
It wasn't super clear that that's what they were singing about. But I think it's one of those things where, like, knowing the story behind the song contextualizes the song more. I don't know. There's a lot of famous songs that are like that. Like, I don't know, like Lou Reed's Take a Walk on the Wild Side. It sounds like just a bunch of stuff. And then when you actually hear the story behind it, the whole thing actually makes more sense. That, you know, it's not just a bunch of stuff. It is a narrative. It is a sequence of events. And it's something that actually happened to him in his life. And this, it didn't jump out at me.
Mm-hmm.
What did jump out at me, though, was the music.
Yeah, you said it was itself. Very Sweden.
It sounded more like the kind of thing you'd hear from Rixop, which is not, when I said it sounded, because you actually were kind of curious about this as well, when I said it sounded more like Sweden, not the kind of thing that Sweden submits to Eurovision. It sounds like the kind of thing you would hear on Swedish radio is what I meant. And it, I guess it kind of would maybe sound like the kind of thing you might hear on French radio. The breakdown towards the end, which was really beautiful. That's the kind of way that they tend to go down tempo in a lot of French music. So it's also really interesting listening to how Eurovision is also very often very international. Like, all the countries are trying to sound like each other, which in a very interesting Eurovision, way.
That's very true.
Or they try very hard to sound exactly like themselves. So like on the rare occasion when Ireland brings out a fiddle and a bowron, they're like, we are going full Irish this year. Yeah.
And you do get that. There were some entries that sang in their own language. I mean, it's interesting with Eurovision. I would probably say about 90% of the entries sing in English.
Yeah.
Because most people can understand English even in Europe, and it's a good export language. France always sings in French.
Well, they usually, they always have...
Portugal sang in Portuguese and so on. But the majority of countries usually go with English. Now, we are going to jump back in with Higher Ground from Rasmussen. And he was representing Denmark. Now, there were some of the other ones. There was some shade thrown at Australia by the British broadcasters. Because
they're not in Europe, or?
Well, I mean, that's the first ridiculous element of it. But also, the fact that they looked like the drag queen Vanjie from season 10 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Literally, during the entries, Graham Norton just tweeted, Vanjie? And you saw a snippet of the dress, and you were like, it looks like a knockoff Beyonce. And that was really... That's really quite unfortunate.
No, all of her looked like a knockoff Beyonce. Like her performance, her look, everything was...
Yeah.
Well, actually, and I didn't say knockoff, I said discount.
Yes, exactly.
I said discount Beyonce.
Now, the best staging, actually, I thought was Estonia's. Well, one of the best stagings, because she had this giant dress.
Mm.
And I think we've seen this in other Eurovisions. This giant, giant gown that's about the size of the stage and with like a projection onto her.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so the essentially her dress was a green screen and they were like projecting like fancy flowers and stuff on it.
It would just be a screen.
Yeah.
Just a screen.
Oh, well.
Projection screen, but I guess.
For me, green screen. Anyway.
But it's only a green screen if you digitally blot it out.
Rasmussen, Higher Ground, Denmark's entry, and we'll be back. Just after this, after Denmark, we have Nobody But You, which is the song from SZA Samson, which I believe was from Cyprus. Ooh. No, Austria, sorry.
Oh, Austria.
It was
okay.
From Austria. Austria's entry. So we've got Rasmussen. A couple years ago, Austria.
Austria submitted a French song, and everyone's like, why is Austria singing in French?
That happens.
Yeah, that's Eurovision.
Anyway, this is Denmark, and we'll be back just after this.
Ships in the making, bound for a distant shore, a world for the taking, men gone forevermore, boarding and setting sail, yet victory won't prevail. Oh, 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 freeze the air.
I can hold on to. running away. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. So am I wrong, good am I all, making you stay tonight? Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to.
Quickly.
This is true. We're talking about the commuters in the vignette. Just like he's cycling along. There's a whole bunch of them. Yeah. We were confused. Okay, so first of all, let's go back to Jared Leto as a Viking.
Okay.
Okay, this was Rasmussen, and from a distance, yeah. It looks like Jared Leto went full method as a Viking.
I kind of see it, but that was a bit of a stretch. I could see, like, if it was in the corner of your eye, you'd be like, what?
Well, in the corner of the eye, one of the backup dancers looked like, what's his face from Game of Thrones and Queer Eye for the Straight Guy? I was like, he can sing.
Yeah.
Now, it was funny because we'd mentioned before to you that we found that some of the songs were like Disney travel music.
Yeah.
This is that song.
This is the one.
This is that song.
Because I noticed it too. And then the parts of the going like, ooh, that's the part where they jump to showing you what the other people
People in the village. It was very like Moana, very kind
or like
of
like two people traveling towards each other, and like you're focusing on the hero, but every so often it shows you like the bad guy.
It's a bit like Moana meets Moulin Rouge, let's get down to business. Not Moulin Rouge, Mulan's let's get down to business. And also that bit in the middle where I don't think this is in the video that we're going to play for the music video for the audience, but during the live show, he just goes, "Join us walking."
Yeah.
And they just like epically stomping.
Yeah. Walking on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in a very epic way.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very Disney.
But like the thing that jumped out to me is that when Denmark is talking about the March for Glory and then they say, "Come walk with us," to me, it just sounds like that time where they trampled all over Northern Europe.
Yeah, the whole Viking thing that
happened. And when they enslaved the Swedes and took Norway as a... as a pawn. So
and they were waving a white flag at the back. I don't know if they were like trying to give people ideas. It was just... it was a bad idea. Now, Austria. What an epic power ballad. Very Eurovision. Mm-hmm. Very easy listening.
Yeah.
Very popular. Came in third.
Okay.
Yeah, I was quite happy with it. I thought it was... there was like a gospel choir in the background.
Yeah.
Bit of a joyful breakdown halfway through.
Kind of felt American.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. There's been a couple like that sort of playing to an American crowd almost. But yeah, very interesting. But from Austria.
Yeah. And the other thing to note, and I should make this super clear, no matter how much it sounds like we might be critical, I acknowledge that their Eurovision entry is better than my Eurovision entry. And I have nothing but honor and respect for anyone who's made it this far and has the courage to stand in front of basically like 10% of the world population. So, I mean...
Yeah, no, it's a massive stage.
Yeah, so I mean, it's...
But, I mean,
it's
great part of that is
even
the fact that
the bad acts I have a lot of respect.
Exactly,
yeah.
But some of the fun is in the critique of costume.
Oh, yeah.
like the Austrian guy's like crotch area. We don't even want to know what's going on with
and
that outfit.
He's not wearing his pants low. They're designed for
it's
the
just,
crotch to be halfway.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah, no.
I really like the top though. I wouldn't mind. I mean, I don't know if they get that in the Gap, but like I would buy that. Now we are going to jump to our last two songs.
Mm-hmm.
This was second place and first place.
Cumulative points or judge points?
Together,
okay.
Just jointly. So in second place came Cyprus.
Cyprus tends to do well. Or they've been on a good streak, I should say. Because if you look at the full like 50-year history of Eurovision, it's still like Luxembourg is still one of the top winners just because in the first 20 years they had a long run of winning. And now people are like, Luxembourg, that's still a thing, eh? Like, name something that comes from Luxembourg. Other than the Luxembourgeois.
I don't know what that is.
I
but
don't
apparently
know how...
it employs the millennial... The millennial... Oh, my gosh.
The millennial whoop?
Yes, that's the word.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, that you hear in nearly every single song imaginable, which may be why it did so well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it was, it's a great, I mean, I don't know, we'll find out. So we're going to jump to that in just
now.
A
I'm
going to
be listening for, oh.
Yeah, the millennial
that was,
whoop.
That was a minor key. That was like a sad millennial whoop. That was like Generation Y, sad.
Who did win it, and we're gonna reveal the winner. Uh-huh. It'll be the second song that we play.
Yes,
and that's because we'll be going straight out at the end of the show with this. So this was Netta and her song Toy.
Mm-hmm.
Now we played a clip of this and actually we played it in its entirety in a previous show because it was supposed to be about female empowerment.
Yep.
And, you know, Vesna did not like it.
Oh.
Vesna was not a fan.
Now, something I've learned about the song since I've last heard about it is that she performs the whole thing by herself, and she actually builds it on the spot through a technique called looping. Now, we occasionally play Owen Pallett, who also goes by the name of Final Fantasy on the show, and he is also really good at looping. But this is said to be some of the best looping ever done, that the way she builds her layers, she'll do like one recording and then record it and then loop it and then sing the next part while the previous one is looping. So it's all built on top of itself again and again and again. So now that I know that it's looped live, or it was looped live at least at the preliminaries, it makes it all the more impressive. None of this is pre-recorded. Well, it's done on the spot, or at least it has been.
Netta not only gets the award for winning, but she also gets the, what we like to call, sort of icky cultural appropriation award. Like, I think Italy last year did Namaste, where they just, like, wholeheartedly stole ideas and visual imagery from India. Well, this time Netta did it with Japan. Apparently she likes Pokemon.
Okay.
So that's her excuse. You know, she's in a kimono. There's millions of those swingy cat things. But yeah, no, she's been highly criticized for cultural appropriation in the song.
Every time anybody asks the Japanese about cultural appropriation of Japanese culture, they always say, like, oh, we love it. Because, like, Japanese people seeing non-Japanese people do Japanese cultural things. It's the same as, like, Americans seeing non-Americans do American cultural things. They're like, oh, people in I don't know, Nigeria love Michael Jackson. That's fantastic. Play all the Michael Jackson you want. Here's Michael Jackson albums. Love our music. So, I mean, it's kind of similar. They like exporting their culture. That's why there's so much anime. But you don't see a lot of animation coming out of, I don't know, Azerbaijan. They probably have animation in Azerbaijan.
If you're an animator in Azerbaijan, please let us know at TalkAnQueer. Now, we're going to jump into Cyprus and then play out at the end of the show with Netta's Toy.
With the winner.
And the winner from the winner. Israel. Really interesting.
Yeah.
Last fact about Israel and this particular entry. It does mean that Israel will be hosting Eurovision in 2019.
Eurovision will not be in Europe.
Given, yeah, it's weird. Eurovision not in Europe.
Yeah.
First time, I believe, actually, that'll be outside of Europe. And it's going to be very interesting because, of course, Jerusalem with the whole American embassy, lot of drama. Will it be in Tel Aviv? Will it be in Jerusalem? European countries aren't fans of the whole Jerusalem embassy thing right now. So lots of politics. It's going to be quite interesting to see how that develops. And also, Netta was awarded an award by the equivalent of Russia's MTV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
For being a transformative presence in pop. But she politely declined because she would be busy at Tel Aviv Pride.
Okay.
which I thought was a fabulous rebuttal. And, of course, in Russia, you have the No Say Gay Law. Which is the anti-promotion of LGBT topics in Russia.
Which they also have in Alabama.
Well, they have it in lots of places.
It's almost the exact same law. It's weird.
Yeah, copy-paste.
Yeah.
But this is Cyprus with Fuego and then Toy from Netta. I've been Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, you stole my line.
Take a dive into my eyes. Yeah, the eyes of a lioness. Feel the power. They lie. A little look, a little touch. You know the power of silence. Yeah, keep it up, keep it up. taking me higher. Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern time preacher. Welcome, boys, too much noise, I will teach ya. Pum pum pow, pum pum pow. Hey, I think you forgot that I play. My teddy bear's running away. The Barbie got something to say. Hey, 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 hey. My summer says leave me alone. I'm taking my Pikachu home. You're stupid just like you're smart. Divine and he's about to regret. He's a buck up nothing but buck 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 buck. He's about to regret. He's a buck up, buck, buck, buck.